Samir, you recently bought your first home, right?
Yes, I did.
How difficult was it?
Difficult? Why would it be difficult?
Didn't you say you only had 10% deposit for your house?
10% is enough if Mortgage Masters is helping you with home loan.
Mortgage Masters can also help you with refinance or with any rental and commercial property related question. Contact Nathan Saminathan now, a certified financial planner and authorized financial advisor with over 30 years of experience in New Zealand. Call now on 0800-630-7171. Address 619 Dominion Road, Mount Eden, or visit mortgagemasters.co.nz.
Namaskar ani swagat karta hu tumka aicha sushagat Dhanpar radio programmer. वो कोंकणी रेडिओ प्रोग्राम 104.6 प्लॅनेट एफ एम आयवर दान ब्रॉडकास्ट करतात.
कोण आहे गरन?
लियन, जागो, सी हुज कम, गो अँड ओपन द डोर.
ओ, इट्स आंटी स्मिता.
ओ, स्मिता पानी आले. बैसा बैसा बैसा.
हॅलो प्युरिटी, हॅलो फर्डिंग, तुम्ही काय एकदम जास्ती घेतले काय?
दुपारचा टाइम आहे,
मी लेट झालो वाटतं.
चहा चहा पी, आता मी चहा करते.
बरं ठीक आहे, तू चहा कर. पण दुपारचं काय रांधील तुम?
मी बोंबील बटाटा दाद, इझिएस्ट ना. बॉटल मसाला घाल म्हणजे जाईल. बॉटल मसाला हिला माहित नाही का? बॉटल मसाला मम्मी मस्ट बी मेकिंग करीज ना.
वी मेक शोना, यू डू यू रिमेंबर? वी ऑल्सो, यू नो, एट वेन वी वर स्मॉल, वी टू मेक अवर ओन बॉटल मसाला एंड दे से दैट आर लाइक 25 टू 30 आइटम्स इन द मसाला एंड एवरीबडी हैज देयर ओन सीक्रेट रेसिपी. So everybody, if they give you the recipe, I'm sure they'll like miss one item and they'll give you the remaining 24. So the village and every family would have their own recipe for their masalas and they would make it at home. And generally it was made during the month of April and May when the sun is really hot and shining. We used to go out and buy the chilies, sit and clean them, dry them up. And yeah, there's a lot of process. But we will take you all to the village and show you all like exactly what is
happening. But also tell her, there are 27 ingredients as she said. Mm-hmm. You know, and one of the very famous ones, they call it is Dagad food. Oh, you may just wonder what it is.
Yes.
Dagad food. And Mai Patari. And Zaifal. Yes. So these are all those ingredients which make up this. Believe me or not, it's really great.
And if I view, she's from New Zealand, but it's like, you know, they won't understand the Eastern in terms. I think you have to give them some more, you know, detailed information.
Ah.
Can you show me how it's made?
Yeah, we'll take you to this place. It's another auntie at the neighbor only, she makes the masala. We'll take you there. One old lady is there, she always wears the lugra.
Take her to the Vita's house, man. You know, Vita's.
I'll take you. Come, we'll go. First, I'll have tea, you know, I've just made fugyas now.
Oh, very great.
There's coming time for the fugyas.
Very good. That's a nice thing. Fugyas always good with hot cup of tea.
Yeah.
So, yes, we'll have that. And Manga Dao, Rita Chetaila.
Yes.
Yeah, and Shah, you were asking about lugra, what it was. I'll just give you a little insight. Because I'll just talk about the East Indian community, how we came about and what it is. There are a lot of information available about it. But just in brief, I think we, when we came in, we can trace our origin way back when 15th and 16th century, when the Portuguese missionaries converted members of our local farming, fishing and salt-making communities to Roman Catholic, Catholicism. Of course, you may say, how many are there? Today, they have not even been able to estimate how many are there, but they can state that there are around 400,000 to 600,000 East Indians. They all mostly settle in Mumbai, and the others on outskirts of Mumbai in Vasai, Alibag, Raigarh, and far off places. I'm sure you will get an opportunity to go there. Yes.
You remember Vasai, no, Leandra, auntie's house? You like the curries over there. You always wanted at one.
Yes, very tasty curry.
And remember the prawns?
Mm.
And the pomfrets?
So Savio, how many villages are there in Mumbai which are of different communities? You know, you have the Kurla village, you have the Velaparla Gautan, then you have the Irla Gautan, then you have some Amboli village and Malad. So that way, how many villages are there?
Oh, well, through my knowledge or whatever, men manage to get there around, they say, it's not only Mumbai, but taking all around, there are around 6,000 Gautans. Can you believe?
6,000? Gautans, yes. in 500,000 people.
500,000 people. So, well, it got, now they are shrunk, I suppose. It has totally shrunk. So you may not find them that many around. Okay. Yes. But the presence is still there. When you come to a place, you'll suddenly want, you'll see a pig coming around there, you know, oh, this is a Gautan area. Mm-hmm. Or maybe you will see, you will suddenly get, subtly, or maybe you may get the air of that lovely brew. Ah, that it looks like as if Jamla Chit is going on there. But this is something just I'm just telling you. One of the welcome signs for us. Yes.
So you come from the Kurla village, if I'm right?
Yes.
And your wife comes from Malad.
Yes, yeah. A small village called Rathodi.
Rathodi in Malad.
Yes.
So what's the difference between these two villages? Ya don gawati kai farak hai tachat.
Ah, yes, definitely. You will certainly find the distinction because the Kurla villages are very robust and we are the warriors.
Yeah, I remember, yes. Kurla competition, always is to have the competition.
So warriors means you are always fighting.
Yes, Suri the Marudi was Kurla style.
Yes, and I don't know about Rathodi. What have you to talk about here? This
Rathodi was a small, lovely, beautiful hamlet with rice fields around, all greenery, lot of tadgola and coconut trees.
And beautiful women.
Also, snakes came along with that. So, yeah, we have a lot of episodes where snakes came to visit you. But, yeah, so those are the things. But today, the days have changed. Buildings have come over, fields have gone. And yeah, it's a different, but as children we grew up in we had mango trees in our backyards, there were tamarind trees, so we were always in summertime, we were around these trees trying to drop mangoes from somebody else's tree, though we had our own trees. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it was the fun of
remember the Cathy how she rolled the high mangoes there on top, rocking through that. Cathy was the best thing. I don't know now whether
you
get those on.
Ferdy and Purity, y'all are from the Velaparla village.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I'm from Pond village and he's from Pakhari. That is
in Velaparla.
Velaparla.
Oh, wow.
So typically my dad background is we are farmers, we are Kulbis. So farming was our, that's what we used to do. So we had like different vegetables that used to go, which is now towards the airport. Those were all plantations for us. And we were typically from that background. So, that's...
And
that's
what about Pond? Pond village?
Pond village is next to Irla village, Irla Gautan.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, it's a small village, very friendly. You know the neighbors and you know everybody. Lots of happening. Dhamal happens in Parla. But the Pond, they say Pond girls are very hot. So that's the reason the Pakhari boys has come to Pond to put out the girls.
And they used to give Hulpatti for us,
What's a Hulpatti?
Hulpatti means if you come, then we will,
we'll see you later.
Threaten the guys.
I'm sure you must have not yet seen some. The ladies, you will see them wearing lugras and the others. Have you? Yeah, we will take you around. Yes. And you were just wanting to know what exactly it is. You know, a woman traditionally is to dress up in distinctive sari, which was called a lugra. While men wore khaki shorts. And on knee, till the knees, yeah, you won't believe. I've got mine also. And a white banyan. While the Kohlis wore a surka, which is much more seen around now, many wearing it. It's a much more simple way of, you know, just having a cool and a nice breezy time.
Okay, as you enjoy and as you take in this new culture called the East Indian culture, I'm here Ghana Ikuya.
Ha, yes.
गायन है कोई
हाँ बड़ा है आज ते गाने एकदम फर्स्ट क्लास
अच्छा गा गायन तो ला
हाँ ते गाना अपना एक वराडा चा गाना है
अच्छा
ते वराडा चा गाना तुम्हाला खूब बरा वाटेल हाँ
तल्याचा पानी बागाला जाती शेवटी फुलाईली लाल गो तल्याचा पानी बागाला जाते शेवटी फुलाईली लाल गो
तल्याचा पानी बागाला जाते शेवटी फुलाईली लाल गो तल्याचा पानी बागाला जाते शेवटी फुलाईली लाल गो
शेवटी फुलाईली लाल मारी बाई मात्याने भरून घाल गो शेवटी फुलाईली लाल मारी बाई मात्याने भरून घाल गो
शेवटी फुलाईली लाल
शेड्याला देतय ढाल गो मात्यान भरून घाल तुझे शेड्याला देतय ढाल गो शेड्याला देतय ढाल तुझे गो चुरले भरतार गो शेड्याला देतय ढाल तुझे गो चुरले भरतार गो आरे आरे कमल फुला आरे आरे कमल फुला कोने रे तू जातीचा
आरे आरे कमल फुला आरे आरे कमल फुला कोने रे तू जातीचा आरे आरे कमल फुला आरे आरे कमल फुला कोने रे तू जातीचा
मिहायन निकले सोनियाचा मिहायन निकले सोनियाचा घागर बुरियाली डोफे पान्या बंदी घागर बुरियाली घागर बुरियाली डोफे पान्या बंदी
घागर बुरियाली जो
इंट्रोडक्शन देना
ओके रिचर्ड भावांजो आणि बहिणींनो आज आम्ही ऐकताव 104.6 प्लॅनेट एफ एम सुशेगात दनपार अँड आज आम्ही तुम्हाला नेणार आहोत गावामध्ये तुम्हाला दाखवायला वराड ईस्ट इंडियनचे गावन वराड कैसे होते ते आणि पोरांजो तुम्ही आमच्या संगाती या कारण तुम्ही बघाल काय काय डिफरंट इट इज गुड टू बी डिफरंट नॉट लाईक अ रेग्युलर वेडिंग सो प्युरिटी आम्ही त्यांना नेऊ हा मग गावन
चाय चाय प्यायला का तुम्ही
चाय पिऊन जायला
कसं होतं
फुग्यास खाले ऑल सगळं झालं आता मी चाललो आता
चल रे फ्रेडी चल चला 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 लवकर
पुढे मी शूज घेईन कमोन क्विकली
शोना गेट रेडी एज वेल
आणि जरा खाली बघून चाललो हा
येस व्हाय नो बिकॉज देयर इज ऑल्सो हेड पू एंड स्टफ लाइक दैट एंड द पिग्स पू अराउंड लाइन इन द लेन
सो लुक डाउन एंड वॉक
व्हाट अ एडवेंचर बट बी केयरफुल ना यू फाइंड वन डकोर कमिंग एंड टेकिंग यू बाय सरप्राइज आल्सो आई एम जस्ट वार्निंग यू
एनीवे आता आम्ही जाऊ त्याला तर रीताबाईच्या त्याला वराड कोणाच्या त्याला आहे
पेंडॉल घातलंय लोकांनी
मांडव
मांडव घातलंय त्याला
व्हॉट्स अ मांडव मांडव इज म्युझियम मध्ये काय बोलतात त्याला गजीबो ते माकी माकी इट्स लाईक द माकी यू गाईज पुट ड्युरिंग युअर फंक्शन यु नो इट्स लाईक दॅट
आणि वराडाच्या टायमाला before the wedding they just put the pendol is put first so that then people know in the surroundings what's happening manga dukkar kapitan dukkar kay mait hai
pig
and what out of the pig what all is made out of the pig can you all tell me some of the dishes that you all would think dukkar manchi kay kay dishes banmitan bola tuman
yes
okay bilal
the diet right
sarpotel yes and then
Kuddi.
Yeah. Very good.
Kuddi.
I do know some names of the end, yes.
Very good.
And of course, two of the dishes, which is sarpatel and kuddi, you do need bottle masala. So that's another thing. That's why the bottle masala is so famous and, you know, people want to do it.
But remember, we call it Indial.
Not
Vindhyal, but we call it Indial. It's a very... Yes.
Are Smita, ye kuddi, what is it? Kuddi.
Kuddi.
Kuddi is blind or...
no, kuddi is a type of curry.
Huh.
Now, there are two types of kuddis. There is a chicken kuddi and there is a pork kuddi. Now, pork kuddi is made with just your ginger garlic paste and bottle masala and your pork is put in and you can add bun kelas. Bun kelas are nothing but a type of bananas that they use in cooking. Or you can put your potatoes and you can cook and then you put your tamarind juice. But while your chicken kuddi has roasted coconut, again it has bottle masala, but it is a different type of curry. So it can be two extreme ends. So though their names are kuddis, but they are extremely different dishes. Yeah. And yeah, at the weddings as well, girls, you all know about the wedding pickle, right?
Not really. It explains.
They have different types of things going into it, like papaya, aniyakaya, ganja, mircha. Garlic, ginger, honey, haldi,
fresh haldi,
inagri. Inagri comes in,
what's inagri? That's the vinegar. That's not again the white vinegar. They use the county vinegar.
Yeah. And that vinegar is made out of, generally it's made out of sugarcane juice. And I remember when in the earlier days there used to be this man who came on his cycle with a big can on the back of the cycle and he came and it had like a small pipe and you had to give your own bottle. There were no recycled bottles and all that. You had to have your own bottle. Generally, we gave my daddy the empty whiskey bottle to fill in and then you had to buy whatever you want. And that was the vinegar that was sold. So they used to make vinegar, nothing but it's a type of fermented brew that is made and it's basically used for...
नखरेवाज एगो शेरा तुला देते गलास शेरा तुझा बघून चिकना चेहरा मजा जुजायला एकदम येरा पहिला शादी व हातूचे घाल मग पाठी
बर केलं गो बर केलं बरे कर्माचं फल बर पिलं तेरा तुझा बघून चिकना चेहरा माझा जीव जायला एकदम येरा सारखा वास्तू जागे तीन मग धोका तुला ते देतील पहिला छाती व हात तुझे घालतील मग पाठी व लात तुझे मारतील चेहरा तुझा बघून चिकना चेहरा माझा जीव जायला एकदम येरा तुझ्या सारखा बघिला नाही मी नी मेरा मना नको यो ऐसा नवरा काही मावर मारताना मग मजे लागताना माये चाची प्याली उन पाठी
Smita, purity, tell me, this wedding ceremony in the East Indian community, which day does it start? And it's supposed to be a very elaborate exercise. It goes on for a couple of days. So you said on Thursday
la chalu karto. थर्सडेला आपला मांडो काय त्या मांडो इज नथिंग बट द माथी मांडी गझेबो अँड देन बाटली पहिला पाहिजे मान देवाला मांडवला यु नो व्हॉट इज मान रिस्पेक्ट येस मान अँड ऑफकोर्स द लेडीज व्हाइल दे आर बिझी मेकिंग द पापडीज दे मेक पापडीज अँड दे आर व्हेरी मच दे हॅव टू बी ड्राईड अप And then they also make pickle
papdi. Tells this pickle banvitan. Tells this sakalza mando while the other people are putting the mando, the other people are catching the pig in the backyard. Mm-hmm. So tell that dukkar kamo kartan and they, you know, clean the pig and then it's the home people only who do all them. And generally, of course, what from my experience is that all the youngsters from the villages to be called to cut the ginger, garlic, the chilies, and while the aunties cooked the meat for the sorpatel, once the meat was cooked, then the girls were also given to cut the meat. But they avoided the girls because many of them used to eat as well because, you know, the meat is half cooked. So many children ate it. So the aunties cut most of the...
You won't believe even I like to do that when Smita cuts the poo.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. So Thursday, the mandav is put or the pendol or the baki is put. What happens on Friday?
Yeah, Friday, in fact, the celebration continues. But more, the Thursday is given the importance because, you know, the papadis have to get dried up due to the weather conditions.
Okay.
And also, that's why we start up Thursday.
Okay.
And we just keep going. There's one more thing which many of us perhaps must have not known. Aunties, old aunties and all, they used to sing wedding folklore songs which were called dhavlas. Which are very different, called dhavlas. Dhavlas are talked about the groom, the bride, how they are getting up ready, what is it, a lot of things. So those are sung, and those are sung specially
in
the night.
Can you give a flavor of the dhavla?
It was like that, very like a lullaby type of da 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 da. Now you tell me,
quite
I've forgotten,
emotional.
But
quite
it is
emotional.
Quite emotional.
Yeah.
If it is a bride, they start crying almost because it was something, yes. So it is a very important
Basically, it used to be like if they are the bride's aunties, they used to sing like, now the bride is going, she's going to leave her maternal home. And it used to be so. But like, I don't know the words, but yeah, they used to sing all these things. Purity Tula Yad Hai, how, you know, how not only... Because Thursday being the pig cutting ceremony, but then Friday, as you said, Richard, you are saying kai hote. But many of our relatives lived far away. So many of them arrived on Friday to our house because Saturday was the Umrah Sapani. At least that's what I experienced because my dad's family lived all in Baroda and things like that. So many of them arrived on that Friday because Saturday was...
What happens in the Umrah Sapani?
Oh, Umrah Sapani, why it's called Umrah Sapani? Because the water what is fetched from the local village well. And we go with a band, with a pomp and celebration. And then when we bring that water, and that water which is brought, the bride
or the groom, wherever the Umrah Chapani is being taken place, the wedding is taking place, they take a bath in that. So that Umrah Chapani is nothing but that water fetch for this. But more than anything else, Fadi, yeah. What do you say?
Also, that traditional papri that you make, that is dried, is also roasted on that. They make like a bonfire, they break a coconut into pieces. Yes. And the papri is roasted on that.
Yeah. Baiche mere.
Yeah.
So what is it called? What is it called?
Baiche mere is nothing but near the well.
By the well. Gumtapani, Vazun, everybody dance and you come in the village dancing. You go dancing to the well and you come back dancing. But the bride is not with you. Mind you, the bride is kept and left at home. And she's, they put an egg wash on her face and she's stayed there till they come back with the water.
I will reach it something like your rose. Like you all, how we have it in Goa, the Mangaloreans, you all have rose. We call it Umrah Chapani, but there we have, it's called Umrah Chapani. Yes, yes. And of course, the main part of it is a wedding. The wedding also has a very... Varad maje apla dhankyan ke la baje. Maje maje dhankyan? Dhankyan means it should go in full pomp and glory. It's a fun. And the next day, in fact, the bride and the groom, they meet up at one place, but the bride is taken with the band to the church, and so is the groom comes to the bride's church, and that's where the nafshal, the warat takes place. That's what.
So you heard the word
dhankyat.
Can we say it loudly? Dhankyat. Okay.
Dhankyat is pompous. Dhankyat, but not like Sushega. Dhanpar.
Sushega is relaxed.
Relaxed. But Dhankyat is
in full.
Full joy. Yeah.
So tell me this to get that Dhankyat. What is the power behind it? What is the
that is
where is it cleared? Where is it created from?
Oh, it is created. There are a lot of ingredients going. Huh? Kya bolta
Fadi? Fadi, what is it? It is fully potent. What is it made of?
I can't really recall what goes into
it.
Yeah. You know, it's too difficult to explain actually.
Yeah, but it is potent.
Yes.
Really potent.
Yes.
And everybody has it.
Everybody has it. Yeah.
But that is certainly I can tell you the ingredients which really make up a good wedding is first your band.
Yeah.
Our brass band apla very blue heaven of Kulla, famous all the world. Are people they call Dubai, they have gone also. Very famous. Are blue heaven means everybody is heaven.
So brass band
and
is
to
one.
Thank you to heaven was Jamlachi. Those are two important things.
And good food.
Yeah, good food
also, don't talk about it. Yeah. Everybody used to almost lick their fingers, even the toes sometimes. It was so good.
So three important ingredients, what you said. One is good food, one is the music, and the third is the jamlachi.
Yes.
And then the fellowship of the people.
And the fellowship
of the people.
So on that note, I have actually got the jamlachi now here.
Yes.
Okay, so we will have some of
it. Sure.
When our friend Vinci plays a nice new song.
Okay. Yeah, so now, in fact, I want to tell you, when he's going to play the new song, I'm going to tell you that he's going to play something which we have, in fact, sung in New Zealand. So, Vinci, go ahead and play that song.
Just like you, I'm the only. Till I die, I'm the only.
फ्रेंड्स वेलकम करतो आपले व्हेरी फेमस सुशेगा दनपार 104.6 प्लॅनेट एफ एम वर. आज आपण कवऱ्या वार्ता करतो आपली ईस्ट इंडियनची भाषा, आपली ईस्ट इंडियन कल्चर, काय कवर काय काय होत आहे. पण तुम्हाला माहिती हवं तर आम्ही तुम्हाला वराडाचा आया तुम्हाला एक गाणं आहे, तुम्ही ऐकतलं का नाही पोरीन जाऊन? हा ना, हा आम्ही तैसच आम्ही आहे अभी वराड. त्या धनक्यांमध्ये आम्ही 2013 मध्ये केलत तेव्हा तुम्ही वाटत 5 वर्षाची होती वाटत, माहित आहे 5 वर्षाची. पण तय आम्ही सगळं काय दावलं कैसं उमराचं पाणी होत आहे, कैसं वराड होत आहे आणि विजय दिस पासपोर्ट ने आणि खूप मजा आली. ऐसस हे टायमन हे आम्ही प्लॅन केलंय का 2019 मध्ये आपण लेट्स रिलिव्ह आपला ईस्ट इंडियन कल्चर आणि त्याचे सांगते आम्ही काय करणार आहोत. पण आता सध्या तुम्हाला मक्षी मी सांगेन हा.
Actually, traditionally, you know, our Eastern community is so lively and so fun-loving people that we look at every opportunity to have dhamal. Dhamal means whatever, whether it's a small family function or a feast, we just want to have a lovely time. Now, we all know that, you know, we have got Kashmira feast and Karjat feast and, you know, even Madalyan feast. Yeah.
So you're a very devout community. As what I can see is that you're a very devout community, very yeah. passionate about going to your church, and your church particularly, you'll not go to somebody else's church. I can say that in Villaparla, the people from Villaparla will not come to Our Lady of Good Health in Irla. And the people of Amboli will not come to Villaparla for mass. They are very passionate about their own feasts. So what are the feasts, Purity, in your pond, Gauten? Or is Gauten the right word?
Correct, pond Gauten Mandi. San Manje, we had St. Francis. I belong to the St. Francis Xavier's parish. So we had the St. Francis Xavier's
feast. Tell us, what is Zavera? What is that? St. Francis Zavera, no?
Xavier.
Xavier. Ah, Zavera, Xavier. Zavera, Zavera. That's what you say, no? I'm not going to talk about it. I'm going to talk about it.
They would have East Indian competition ourselves, no? Sangeez and Kudleshi, they would come and sing, take part in the competition.
Who would win?
Oh, we had so many winners, and Tixera was number one, I would tell you.
What sort of competition? Was it singing competition?
East Indian songs, they would sing, and they would also have stalls with East Indian food. They would sell the stalls. Leander would remember, Nana would prepare those hot dogs and, you know, sarpatel packets and all, and they would sell that. And they would make money, the money would go to the church or to the community. So they had like a little get-together after the feast.
So, Smita, what was your Malad.
So, Malad. Of course, Amchitayla, we had St. Anthony, who was the patron saint of our church. So, St. Anthony was always on 13th of June. That was the day that the school reopened. So, we always were at school and at church. But Atta, now, girls, I want to tell you all, Agera is another feast that is being celebrated widely.
So, what is Agera?
Okay, now in short to tell you all, Agera is something, it's like a harvest festival. So, I'm sure you all have attended Monty Fest in Auckland.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's similar to that. But Agera, ata kai kartan, sagli East Indian baika, sagli lugramani nestan, bandashin, kshetamanshi, they cut the rice from the field. Shet is nothing but paddy field.
Yes.
So, they cut kshetamanshi bhat geun, reklamani,
Rekla
is nothing but horse carriage or a bullock cart. They bring the Mana Shinhantan Devulan. Father blesses
the don't forget the band. Apla band. Blue Heaven Band. Pajes. Blue Heaven Band.
So band aste tela. Ani atta kai kartan te kharudi che Devulan man namaiti padla. Ka tela. Saglana kauri 1000 mansa yetan Devulan. Pan saglana ti atola kartan.
Nasa. Atola kai hai.
Atola is nothing but the sweet made out of the new rice. It's like a sweet dish, but it's made out of the new rice. So it's, yeah, but of late, Agera has caught up in many of the local Gauten areas and Sagle Gawan.
Which month is it celebrated?
In September.
In September.
September, October. It is Urajiri at that time.
It's a harvest. It's nothing but apna harvest.
Yeah.
Harvest. So all the, they bring all the vegetables from the field all those things.
So Saglenche, Saglenche Vadi Manna, the Topli Mani, Jibud, Dudi, Kakdi, करेला भेंडी मुला
फ्रेश
वेजिटेबल्स आर बॉट अक्रॉस एंड इट्स एक्चुअली बॉट टू द चर्च वेयर द फादर ब्लेसेस एंड बट ऑफ कोर्स द कॉर्न इज डिस्ट्रीब्यूटेड टू एवरीबॉडी सो एवरीबॉडी गेट्स लाइक अ ट्विग ऑफ कॉर्न. It is
Renaissance madhi aapla ata rejuvenate aile na aapli East India tana kay jeev aile mata nista bolta aaplyala East Indian cha culture amala ata bara
vaatay
te bara jayla ata ane te aapla Kashmir.
So, previously, we were ashamed of showing our culture. Now, we want to show it as such.
Yeah, maybe we are not ashamed, I would say, but we did not really get an perhaps feel that we wanted to. But now that we find that it's so distinct, especially the lugras and the food, I think we have realized that we have come. And so, if we've celebrated here, and also let me tell you, all over the world, there are East Indian Association. And also like to tell you that even in Auckland, there is this East India New Zealand, the EIANZ, was founded by the like-minded East Indians. And they have, their main goal is to preserve the
culture,
promote a heritage, understand, good on them. You visit their website, Barai, them, Tansavi Barai, they are promoting and I like, and we should be like, you know, encouraging such jobs. So I said, we are also promoting, everyone wants to promote.
But tell me, Savio, you're from Kurla.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Your wife is from Malad.
Uh-huh.
And you see, during those days, Malad was more of an agrarian place. Lot of fields and cattle, etc. So they have more of agrarian. In Kurla, what was it? Jambul Fest or?
No. Kurla was very famous for a lot of things. And we were, one of it was, we had a lot of farms.
Oh, you had farms in Kurla?
But let me tell you, after industrialization, companies aile tayate premier automobile tule Fiat chalila kanchi aile kulleshi
acha
mang muko nan and steel to the steel cha sagla bartha tumi ka ta india pani kanchi etay muko nan and steel
tumse sagla jaga
vikun dila sagla kai kai aile taya ta sagli amchi jaga maje yanjun mota mota इंडस्ट्री आणि कारखाने घातले. कारखाने म्हणजे इंडस्ट्री. म्हणून वी वर फेमस फॉर लॉट ऑफ अदर थिंग. वी हॅड अ ब्रिक फॅक्टरीज, वी हॅड लॉट ऑफ अदर थिंग. ऑफकोर्स द मेन इम्पॉर्टंट पार्ट वॉज आपला कुल्ला गाव वॉज व्हेरी फेमस फॉर इट्स ट्रेडिशनल जामलाची ऑल्सो
ब्रुइंग
इन अ हो बट नॉट व्हेरी मच अँड अदर थिंग्स यूज टू हॅपन. डोंट फॉरगेट वी हॅड ग्रेट सिंगर्स ऑल्सो कमिंग. And we have great, today we have people who are very much involved in the East Indian Associations in rebuilding and giving a recognition to the East Indian community.
So do you have some very well-known East Indians who have sort of risen to the top and who have created a name and established a name. Do you know some people as such?
Oh, among, see, and I would, not like to say about Apna East Indians only, but let me tell you, among the prominent East Indians, who, let me first pay our respect to our Saint Gonzalo Gracia. Gonzalo Garcia from is a Roman Catholic saint. Huh? Apla, apla Kaka Baptista. Atta Kaka Baptista, Joseph Baptista was a Indian freedom fighter. Then James Ferreira, Indian fashion designer. To ekdam Loy Mendonca. You know, he's a musician, part of Shankar, Eshan, and Loy Trio. Ane tacha bhaus apla aya reta hai Auckland mani. Daryl Mendonca. Baba, okay. I always meet him. He says, Kaisa hai? I say, Mi bara hai. And apla Michael Ferreira, Owen Ferreira, Joseph D'Souza, are the first Indian gazette officer. And don't forget, Janelia D'Souza, actress and model. I think she was the one who basically reawakened all the ladies to feel that you are a good East Indian. Because if I can remember, she had a umbra chapani and she had dressed in this. And that's how everybody said, wow, if she can do it, why not we?
So tell me, these feasts of different communities or different villages, there must be one feast which must be combining and bringing everybody together. Is there a particular feast?
Actually,
my mom, she was born in Malay Island, so that's where the traditional Erangel feast, which is very, very popular. So a lot of us have a lot of properties out there and still own, you know, quite a few of them still own big wala that they call it now, where, you know, they lease it out. So you get mangoes, you get cashews, you get, you know, tamarinds, and these are all leased out. Coconut trees as well, they are all given out. And then, you know, like traditionally my mummy's brothers and all, they lease it out and they get some money and they use that money for themselves. But the Bare feast, which is called the Erangel Chatsan, is again the reunion of the East Indian community, where all of them gather, all of them from different places, you know, buses are made, and it's sort of fun.
So what is Baravita Sun? It is called as the Baravita Sun. Is it the 12th month sun, or what is it?
No, it's on the 12th day. Yeah. Usually, because it happens on the second Sunday of January every year. So it comes around the 12th. So I think it was on the 12th every year, but they kept it as Baravita Sun. I think, yeah. So it's something to do with that. But
yeah. That's the Feast of St. Bonaventure.
Okay.
So again, we have devotees from all different villages coming. They would come and go to the Varis and set up their place over there. Ani begi begi misara zaun, they would miss manje, they would go to church, darling, and then they would go and buy all the fresh stuff from there. Mutton hanun, mulam farm manchi mula geun. They would prepare the curry over there on the chula. And the curry was so tasty because they would make it out of the well water.
But what's a chulla?
Chulla is nothing but an open fire made out of twigs and just a stone. So basically that was how they cooked in the earlier days. Yeah. So many people didn't have gas and things like that. There was no gas, no stove, but people had chullas at their house even at home. Yeah. So
what is done is traditionally you go for mass to St. Bonaventure, you come, they buy all the stuff and you get the mutton and all that, and then you find a spot for yourself. So you know, it's very important to catch a spot because it gets so crowded and it's, you know, people are dancing and all those things happening, the fun, frolic, you know, the band is playing. If you go to the beach has giant wheels and merry-go-round, and there's not the, you know, the chakri, they have a game called chakri where you put in and some betting happening, you know, on a quiet basis. So lots of these things are happening, and it's when you go there, you'll wreck, you know, people are pushing you and things like that.
Do you remember anything from Erangel Feast when you were little?
Yeah, I remember heaps of stalls selling sort of fresh produce that they'd collected, and also some horse riding and heaps of Ferris wheels and things like that.
Shona, tula yaad hai kai? Apun gel tu?
Maji, I remember.
Haan, tu Marathi mani sang, gami aiko.
Nahi, Marathi mani mai nahi bol sakta. I remember going there for mass. I didn't really know what was going on. I just remember a distinct smell of dried fish. That's like my memory of that day. And then
we were going to take the bus from the church to the place, and then we saw some relatives, and then they took us in, and I don't really know what happened, but I just remember that everyone and everything smelled like dry fish.
अच्छा आता तुम्ही ऐका आपले प्युरिटी सिस्टर तुम्हाला काय बरं काय सांगताय या प्रोग्राम काय होणार आहे
प्युरिटी सिस्टर
आमचे ब्रदर आणि सिस्टर बोलतो हा ब्रदर रिचर्ड ब्रदर
वेल फ्रेंड्स एज वी ऑल नो हाऊ वी मिस दॅट the fun and you know during this feast, especially the Erangel feast, so we are trying to actually relive that day. So sagli jana ya Erangel che feast la apun celebrate karuya on 26 January 2019 from 9 to 6 p.m. starting with mass at 9:30 a.m. mass manje it's really important that you have to you know again we pray for Saint Bonaventure because it's the feast of Saint Bonaventure. And we're going to have it at Shakespeare Park. Do you want to give more details?
So are you going to sell fresh produce like Mud Island that we cut the
meat? We can try because, you know, traditionally everyone, most of them, you know, have backyards where they do a lot of plantations. So, you know, free, you know, to bring, if you want, bring all
and
that
cook
stuff.
Cook your own food.
Cook your own food. Join and bring along your picnic basket, gazebo, sun hat, swimwear. And, you know, come, let's have fun. And, you know, there will be music, there will be games. And come and take part and just, you know, enjoy an East Indian style.
Tell me, what is that one unique thing I am given to understand? There's a unique thing that happens at this Bonaventure feast.
Are you talking, Maji?
At the end of it, there is one unique thing. Are you going to have that?
No, that is, but naturally, it comes very naturally. Ami Maji, jasti ka yene karu, maja kartu, fun loving. Pun tumhala sangitla ata, tab tumhi ya sagla ka pun cooking pani baba. आम्ही ओपन फायर पाणी ते न्यूझीलंड आहे आपलं या ते दे विल बी सर्टन वी विल हॅव टू अधियर टू
द रूल्स
एंड रूल्स ऑफ द ऑकलैंड काउन्सिल सो प्लीज कुक युअर फूड ब्रिंग एवरीथिंग देयर बट इन द इवनिंग बी रेडी बिकॉज फ्रॉम ऑल डिफरंट प्लेसेस आफ्टर वी ऑल चार्ज्ड अप what is to happen everybody knows
traditional fights
and those kurla boys are famous for
are kurla che sagle ammini valle antanar teen full ekdam dhankan mani ekdam karnara
so you have got a gang here from kurla
no I can't be telling it on air please not now but of course we've got we are welcome everyone sagle jan ya amche sanala it is by invite though it is by invite And for more information, we are going to open up a Facebook page. So look out for the Facebook page and then you can contact Keith. Keith is on number 027-524-3500 or that Savio on 021-216-1290. But more than that, just you will see our message flyers. Being circulated. The flyers have gone around on websites, on different there, and also Facebook. Please do come and enjoy this particular festival. Come with your friends, family. It's open, but it's with invitation. So please adhere to this.
So thank you. Thank you very much, Savio, for coming on Sushegat Dhanpad. And it was a great pleasure to get an insight into the East Indian community. So we had here Savio Gomez. Can I call you Gomez?
Ah, Richard, brother. Thank you very much.
Savio Gomez, Ferdy, Purity, Smita, Shauna, and
Leanne.
Yeah. So wonderful, wonderful insights. I think we'll have more of the East Indian culture as we go along, because this program, Sushegat Dhanpad, is about all people who live along the west coast of India and who speak the dialect of Konkani in different ways.
Yes.
So great pleasure. Thanks a lot.
Bye. Ami bhetu ya pan amche tarafshi amche East Indian community tumhala saglena ye natal che sanala. I would like to wish you all Merry Christmas. Sun gazwa ani dhanken mani maja kara ani tyache hisabane ami tumhala ek apla natal cha gana marathi mani ami tumhala gauya maje ami ta vajna hai to vansi ani thank you vansi tumhi ekdam mote dhanken mani amcha bi program kelay. Thank you and to the listeners, we'll meet up.
Senior Creation Student. Tam kami mustu devari kro.